USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pledged to decide cases without fear or favor, while also thanking God and professing her love for the country and the Constitution. It was part of her 12-minute opening statement to the Senate Judiciary Committee. While Democrats on the panel praised President Biden's nominee, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina showed that they're ready to ask pointed questions of her record.
I want to know about your judicial philosophy, because people on the left, the far extreme part of the left, believe that you were the best bet.
If confirmed, Brown Jackson will be the first black woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court, which in turn will have four women on the bench at the same time. Wall Street on Monday closed lower, the Dow down 202 points, the S&P 500 down 55 points, the S&P 500 off a couple. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.